And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. My earphones got a little weird on me here as I was sitting here. I'm like, am I hearing myself? Am I hearing Dave? What's happening to me?
I was wondering why you were looking at me a little bit more funny than you typically do.
Well, I appreciate you saying that I was looking at you funny and not that I was looking funny. So that was very nice.
You know, some things just go unsaid. You know, don't ever open yourself up like that to me.
Oh, I, you know,
you should
I
know
wanna,
better than that. You're wearing all black today because it's slimming.
I always want to give you a little bit of an opportunity to poke fun at me, Dave.
Well, self-deprecating humor is right down my alley. You're welcome.
Of course. And, you know, with how much we give you a bit of, you know, so-and-so here and there, it's fair to get some back. So I leave the door open as
whatever.
Needed. Well, again, thanks to the folks from Manhattan Parks and Rec and Flint Hills Discovery Center. As I mentioned, we're transitioning here over to Manhattan Military Relations Committee conversation. We have military community liaison Janet Nichols in studio with us.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Yes. It's always a delight when you come in.
Why, thank you.
You know, it's just like, you know, she brings in this vibrant smile. This woman's in love with life.
Wow. I guess so.
Am yeah. I not? Am
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're, yeah, you know, no,
exactly.
I'm a happy person
yes,
in general.
You are.
Glass half full.
We're happy
that.
To have you.
Yeah, he's feeling good after, you know, getting through the New Year's a bit. I think Dave's having a good time. You know, you were talking about looking forward to the new year with bright eyes and having all of these great New Year's resolutions, right?
I was.
I'm being facetious again.
They did not apply to me.
Oh, okay. I see.
I was
now.
Just saying that, you know, most people.
I was making it.
I am not most people.
No, I don't know, Dave. I get the feeling that you are chock full of New Year's resolutions and you're just not aware of them yet.
You keep thinking that.
All right, Janet.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, of course. And when he wins his lotto ticket later today and we're all rich with him, that'll be wonderful too.
Yeah, so. I'll be in touch if
okay.
that happens.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
We're all taking tickets. We're all writing it down, by the way.
We'll charter a plane and go have lunch somewhere in Europe, okay?
I'm game. Yeah.
That's going to be a big flight. Oh, my. And we know two or three.
Yeah, you can get a private plane with that money. But anyhow, we're talking a little bit about holidays. I did want to talk to you about your holiday. And, you know, I gave the Parks and Recreation folks a chance to tell me how the post-cap of their holidays was. It's always different talking about holidays in advance as opposed to afterwards. How do you feel about it now that you're through them?
Well, I had a nice break. So I had almost a little over a week off, but December is always a little crazy. This season, winter, it's my birthday, it's my husband's birthday, our anniversary is next week. Plus we have, so for like as soon as Thanksgiving hits, it's kind of like on the personal side, full speed ahead. And I'm always give myself leeway to gain about 5 to 10 pounds because I eat a lot in this season. And then it ends up with my daughter's birthday in February. So like
wow.
from Thanksgiving and I didn't even count my dad's birthday's Christmas Day. I mean, it's just kind of crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a holiday season. It's more than just like the two holidays or the three or four that we typically think about in the area. You know, like 10 different holidays you're celebrating.
Yeah. It gets a little hectic in my house this time of year.
I don't know how you manage the present situation, but I commend you for everything you have to do to make that work. We'll leave it at that.
I guess I'm used to it. So anyway, but it was nice. Once we got through the birthdays and Christmas, it was pretty relaxing. And I was glad to have the time to recharge. So that was nice.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like the holidays aren't so much about recharging as it is like just moving fastly on a different context rather than the moving fastly that you do at work and in your day-to-day life. It feels like you're doing it all just in this context of you have to – with a very looming holiday deadline over your head at the same time.
Yeah. I've been known to shoot for New Year's as opposed to Christmas to get things out the door. So,
right.
That happens.
You have a Christmas tree still in your house?
Oh, yeah. It's not down yet. Okay. Not down yet.
No worries about that. You know, sometimes it's great to extend the holidays a little bit further into January. I see there's plenty of places with lights still out there, so no worries on that either.
I have a lot of friends who took the ornaments off their tree but left the tree and the lights up because they just like their tree. So I don't know.
You can keep it fresh, I see, you know, the smell's wonderful. I see no reason not to.
Yeah.
You make it a Valentine's tree.
Oh, hey.
Hang your Valentine's on the
You can
tree.
Change it with the season. Then when 4th of July comes.
Easter's coming.
Easter. There's all kinds of things you can do with that tree.
If you can keep the tree alive that
today
long.
Today you can make it all purple.
Oh, yeah. There's a big
the
thing
game.
Happening tomorrow, right?
I'm just throwing things out there.
See, if I had if you have a not living tree, I feel like a lot of this stuff is much more doable.
Halloween tree?
I mean, why not? Well, once all the spindles have fallen off, it's perfect for a Halloween tree.
And you got to get a black
one. It's like a skeleton. It's a tree skeleton.
Get you a black one. That almost sounds morbid, doesn't it?
Maybe.
A tad.
Well, let's get a little
Janet's
serious
here
now.
For a purpose,
yeah,
right?
As much as we like to have fun, let's talk about some serious business here. Coming up in January, we have the MRC luncheon. I was checking on your website to see what's maybe some of the things that are going on at that meeting might be, but I haven't been able to see an agenda, so we'll talk with you about it.
Well, actually, typically, MRC lunch is the first Wednesday of the month. We don't do it in January because actually, first Wednesday of the month can be January 1st in a federal holiday. So we just skip January. We also skip July for that same reason because July 4th can be the first Wednesday of the month, which is a federal holiday. And everybody goes out of town 4th of July in Manhattan. So our first MRC lunch is February 2nd. And we are doing kind of a military behavioral health update and panel. I'm working with Dr. Art DeGroat over at K-State Military Affairs. Veterans mental health is a real passion of his. And so he's putting together a panel with, I believe, a group from Katie's Way and I'm sure some other folks, some folks from Fort Riley and Irwin Army Community Hospital Behavioral Health. I don't have that set in stone yet. He's got a couple of things going on this first week and a half, and we'll have all of that set in stone at least 2 weeks out before that event. But I'm really excited. We've got the spring's pretty much booked into the summer for MRC guest speakers. I should have Colonel Jason Arriaga, the Combat Aviation Brigade Commander, coming in March 2nd. He's recently back from deployment, and we always like checking in with our brigade commanders and hearing how it went. They were in Europe, and whenever they're in Europe, they are all over the place in Eastern Europe. They cover a lot of ground over there. Also, on April 6th, I'm going to have Colonel Edgar Arroyo, the commander of Irwin Army Community Hospital, give a health update. We haven't had someone, I think last February was the last time we had someone from IAC come out, and we'll get an update on COVID things and a hospital update. He is planning to PCS or have a permanent change of station and move this summer. So I like checking in with the hospital and also our garrison commander, who will be our guest speaker. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. In May will be Colonel Will McCanny, the garrison commander of Fort Riley, and he'll kind of give us a state of Fort Riley update before he PCSs this summer. And that'll bring us into June. And June, we float. We don't do it the first Wednesday of the month in June. We do it whenever they hold Victory Week. And that looks like that's going to happen again. We partner with our friends at the Military Affairs Committee in Junction City and their director, Craig Bender. I don't have a speaker. I don't have anything really confirmed for that at this time. Except that I'm pretty positive that's going to happen. And then I need to work on the fall. But I'm really excited. It's always exciting to get that up and going again. We still do have some sponsorship opportunities if anyone's interested in sponsoring an MRC lunch. So you can always contact me at the chamber about that. But we're working our way back up to our pre-COVID numbers. I hit 80. Just about 80 in December. We typically beforehand we'd get up around 100 or over 100. So we're slowly building back up to those numbers. We were pretty proud that during the pandemic it was a good place for the local community and the leaders of Fort Riley to kind of iron and talk casually offline. It was a good place that we had it in person enough of the time, not all the time, but when we could, we did. We had the proper permitting. To my knowledge, we had no issues. We tended to follow Fort Riley protocols, which tend to be stricter than ours. So it's a nice event. I have, like I like to say, I have everything from school bus drivers to bank presidents at that event. And I have, you know, soldiers, family members, civilian employees from Fort Riley contractors. I have anyone and everyone, you know, comes to it. So anyone's welcome. And contrary to popular belief, the MRC lunch is the one event at the chamber that you do not have to be a member to attend. So just get in touch with me at the chamber, Janet, or janet@manhattan.org, and I'm easy to get hold of, and you can get involved with the MRC lunch.
And it's not a problem at all to have all of your agendas fairly squared away through fall. That's pretty far in advance, so that's pretty good.
I'm pretty proud of myself on that one. You never know. So actually, April fell into – I had it full. Someone rescheduled for the fall. I do have someone in September, but that fell back into place. So it's nice to have that taken care of.
And as you mentioned, it's open to anyone who wants to go, not just chamber members. For those who have never had a chance to come out, you know, sometimes maybe it might be online, but where would you typically go if it is in person, and what might one expect if they've never been?
So it moves around Manhattan at places that can hold 100 people for lunch. So we either have it at the Manhattan Conference Center or Holiday Inn at the campus or Four Points by Sheraton are the three places we typically have it. The one that during Victory Week is at Riley's Community Center at Fort Riley. And basically, we start welcoming people at about 11:15, 11:30. Most people come around 11:30, and there's some networking for about 25 or so minutes. Then we have lunch. It's a buffet lunch. Lunch is $20. For the lunch you get, this is not like soup and a sandwich. This is a nice it has an entree, at least one vegetable, a salad, a starch, usually there's dessert, not always, but it's a nice lunch. It's a real value for $20, honestly. And then we have once everybody's gone through the line pretty much and our presenter has had a chance to have lunch, we have the presenter present for about 20 to 25 minutes. Our sponsors graciously donate a giveaway, so we usually have a drawing for a giveaway at the end, and that's it. I try really, really hard to be done at exactly 1 o'clock because people have jobs and need to get back to work, and we rarely go over 1 o'clock. I try to be really strict on the 1 o'clock.
Yeah, especially when, you know, there's probably numerous government officials coming out as well. Those hard end times, very important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People are busy, especially these days. People are really doing more with less. So I really try to be strict on the time frame.
And I teased the January, more like February meeting. Yeah. But Dr. DeGroat, such a smart man, I must say. He really blows me away in hearing him speak. And I had a chance to cover his testimony at the U.S. Senate not that long ago. And I feel like his expertise brings a lot to the conversation that he'll be having in February.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's got so many irons in the fire. He's the national expert on military transition or when soldiers transition out of the military. Extensive work. I have his book on my desk, literally. And then also, you know, mental health and behavioral health for soldiers in particular, and so many other things. And that's honestly what you brought it up. Part of why I need to wait is he has two things going on this month. He's talking to the head, I think, of the Veterans Affairs Committee. I think that's Tester.
Yes.
And then also he's working with a dance troupe called Diavolo that he's done extensive work with. And they've come, I think, more than once here to Manhattan and McCain Auditorium. And they're doing, I believe, something on Broadway. And he's involved with that. I'm not sure if it's Broadway. Don't quote. So he's doing something with Diavolo somewhere. So catching him is also kind of a feat. But we talked before the holidays. And I know he's got it taken care of, because if he's working on it's a good thing. But it's really – I'm really so lucky to have that resource, that experience. Art's been the director of Military and Veterans Affairs at K-State for a while. And before that, he was the professor of military science there with ROTC. So I'm really lucky to get the benefit of his expertise on a regular basis.
And I believe we've had Diavolo here on air as well before.
Oh, probably, yeah.
We'll conclude our conversation after our final break of the morning. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.